We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years in counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Hello at the Great Dane Hilldale. We welcome you to the Greg Gard Show as we are back live here at the Great Dane Hilldale tonight, getting you caught up on Wisconsin basketball. Greg Gard's Badgers off to a terrific start in Big Ten play, getting back on the home floor Saturday afternoon against the Indiana Hoosiers, who rolled into town unbeaten but went back home with a loss as Wisconsin was lights out shooting the ball better than 53%, including 62% in the first half, en route to an 84-64 win against Indiana. Kobe King, a career best 24 points, knocking down 10 of the 15 shots he took. Nate Reavers, who's really been off to a good start here in this first month plus of the season. Nate, with a 20-point outing, Aleem Ford chipped in with 13 as well, as the Badgers start the Big Ten with a win against Indiana. Now the first conference road game will be coming up on Wednesday night in Piscataway, New York, at the Rack. The Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, team that gave Michigan State a pretty good run last night in East Lansing. The Spartans eventually pulled away to a 12-point win, but that game was knotted up in the second half. Rutgers, a good hard-nosed team. Steve Peichel really doing some nice work there in Piscataway, trying to flip that program around. They made some strides last year, looking to make a few more this season. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip Central Time in New Jersey, the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. So we'll take a quick break here, and then we will get things cranked up with Badgers head coach Greg Gard recapping the conference opener and getting you ready for Big Ten game number 2. We'll get it started in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The This is the Greg Gard Show here at the Great Dane Hilldale, the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, bringing you Wisconsin's coaches shows all season long, your number one happy hour and dining destination, and the official coaches show sponsor here along the Badger Sports Network as we welcome Greg Gard to the stage as the Badgers put an 84 on the board. A lot of offense in the Big Ten over the weekend, some triple-digit games, an 84-point outing against Indiana. I know, Greg, you were asked about it. You know, the home floor, there's a comfort level, and then trying to bring that on the road. If it were only that simple, right? But congratulations to you and your guys, man.
It's been a tough stretch. It's been a while since we've had a lot of offense.
We were texting Saturday. I just had a feeling it was coming back. It's amazing what happens when the ball goes in the basket.
It can cure a lot of ills, make up for a lot of mistakes.
A simple game. But to the credit of these guys, because it. You know, anybody who's played it really at any level, it could snowball. Like,
right.
If things aren't going right, it could really get into your head. And these guys were able to fight through that on Saturday.
Well, I give our guys credit because, and we talked about this privately with the, and I even said it publicly, you can't yell guys into making shots. So to hit the panic button was the last thing that needed to happen because that makes it even more of a mental obstacle that you have to overcome. And you know, these guys have played enough games. I told them, I think it was after we came back from New York, that you played enough games where you know there's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be times the basket's going to look like the ocean, and there's going to be times you can't hit the ocean from the boat you're sitting in. So you have to make sure you're doing the other things well. And fortunately, our guys have done a good job defensively. We've gotten better at taking care of the ball. And then when the ball goes in, that's what happened Saturday. You're pretty good defensively, take care of the ball, and take advantage of shots or opportunities. And you know, movement was better. There were things that were better. We moved better. We passed it better. We shared it better. Now, is it because the ball was going in we were doing that, or is the ball go in because we were, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
No, I hear what you're
saying.
You
know, the ball going in, it definitely gives you some energy and some confidence, and that made us, you know, harder to guard.
It was a relatively quick turnaround from Wednesday night at NC State, and then
right.
You opened the Big Ten season. What were some of your points of emphasis as far as making sure that you got across what you needed to in that short window?
Right. The biggest thing was making sure on Thursday we were not – I knew legs were going to be fried. You know, we could not do much on Thursday, getting home at 3:30 in the morning, and that I wasn't going to get a lot out of Thursday from a physical standpoint. Let's go through the film. We'll talk about that. And then let's go on the floor, stretch, do some shooting on our rims, try to get back, let them see the ball go in. No contact. There wasn't anything on Thursday. There was – we talked about some things offensively. We talked about some spacing things. We kind of skeleton through a few things. I sent the scout team with Coach Oliver, said, go put your install in for tomorrow. And we only used Friday. We had one day prep. So, you know, preparation maybe is over. Maybe that's
overrated.
Just go play. But I knew coming home, having experienced that before, that coming back that late, the next day, the only thing you're going to do is get them hurt if you try to do something physical, especially getting home at 3:30 in the morning. They had class and everything going on. They weren't going to be with and in the right frame of mind anyway from a standpoint of physically being ready to do contact. And, you know, they were sharp on Friday, and obviously we played well Saturday.
But the whole concept of rest and recovery, that is huge. I mean, compare that, Greg, even to when you guys came here in the early 2000s with you and Coach Ryan. Quite a bit different now, right?
It is. We would do possessions. It didn't matter. We got home at 3:30. We would have been doing something the next day involving contact, involving possessions, meaning going 5-on-5 and that. And just the more I've studied it, the more, you know, these guys do so much more in the off season. I think that's the biggest thing. There's been such an off season load that's increased that you just have to be very wise and very cautious during the season. And fresh legs is, you know, as much as from a coach's standpoint, you know, it's actually kind of anti-coach. I've caught myself several times and I said to my staff, I said, we can't do this for our own gratification, seeing it that we do it well in practice. We got to think about the long term here and let's get these guys rested up fresh. So you make shots when you got fresh legs and, you know, trying to, having fresh legs was going to be more important Saturday than anything we were going to try to do on Thursday. We need to be ready to go on Saturday for Indiana.
In a roundabout way, when you're talking about taking care of your body, nutrition factors into that too, doesn't it? For the today's athlete, more so than it ever has in the past.
We don't get pizza in the post game anymore.
No, what a dollar!
Chicken and rice. Yeah, for the coaches.
Healthy stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. All these carrots and celery and salad floating around.
Me and Matt were just in awe watching Orlando Tucker. He's so limber yet for someone his age, and he's not old. But there's someone, and Matt was pointing out how he's taken care of his body
Absolutely.
Over the years. And what a great example for everybody else.
I got asked today at my press conference about what it's like to have Joe and Orlando in practice with our guys every day. You know, Joe's there. You guys were there today.
Oh, yes.
Joe's running the scout and playing.
And running over people.
Yeah, running over people. But he's the – and, I mean, it's what a great combination to be able to teach on the fly. As you're trying to guard somebody, they're telling you what's going to happen. I mean, you talk about instantaneous learning. I tell our players all the time, you've got a huge advantage here. Take advantage of it. I mean, listen, learn, because to have two guys like that, and obviously Coach Oliver's, the word is he's trying to make a comeback, that he's in the weight room and he's...
A little peer pressure there, I think,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. You know those other two won't step off the gas.
Joe was scrappy today.
He's always, when isn't he scrappy?
More so than I've seen him in a while. We were both wagering on how far he... How close he came to that forearm where he's pulled
it's
up.
A good, shiver.
Yes. Right? You know what play I'm talking about.
It's a good thing the hook and hold wasn't in when he played. They would have been at the monitor all the time.
You should tell him. He'll hate this, therefore you should tell him. It's kind of like, you know, the late, great Reggie White, where he would just get the forearm up and just just lift the guy up and get him out of the way. Joe, being such a diehard Packer fan, would really appreciate that.
And also add that if the Vikings had any pass rusher of note, we would have mentioned him, but we couldn't think of one.
No, it is. It's a joy watching those guys. And those guys, they are grinders. And I would put Dean in that category, too. It's the stuff that, you know, Mike and I see maybe enough to be dangerous. Most folks don't see at all. I mean, it's get the laptop out. It's look at video. It is, you know, and then their work on the practice floor. It's not sexy. They love it, though.
And those guys are awesome. I mean, I got a terrific staff. I mean, we're going through clips today, and I'm talking about Brad, about one of the cuts he made. And Dean instantaneously said, in the second half you slid that screen. And Brad's like, yeah, that's right. And, I mean, just the things that those guys, like I said, they study the film. I'll watch a game 3-4 times before I really talk to the team about it. And those guys are right there with me. And I can, you know, they're passing on. They're great teachers. And really our players are very fortunate to have those guys, you know, right at within earshot all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Badgers hitting the road. It's an earlier game, at least. They're back on the road again. They spent a lot of time away from home. Piscataway, the site, Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time, the tip for Wisconsin and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. We'll take a break. We'll continue with more of the Greg Gard Show at the Great Day in Hilldale in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite, big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brewpub Lots of Matza pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brewpub Pizza. Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rolling on with the Great Guard Show at the Great Dane Hilldale. Big Brothers, Big Sisters at Dane County's match of the week with us here tonight. Big brother Elias Eatsert and little brother Cam. Elias is a project coordinator with Team Soft Inc. at American Family. He was matched with Cam back this past April. They enjoy playing basketball at the Y. Cam has some handles now. I'm just
does
telling
he?
You.
Oh,
he does. He's working on his crossover.
He's working on those nachos right now.
Yeah, he is. That's good. He's a smart guy. They play basketball at the Y. They go to Badger football. Of course, Badger basketball games. They check out the hockey team as well. And they also watch professional wrestling. So you are in good stead with this stage right here.
Thumbs up.
You have a favorite wrestler? No? Just anybody? Who? Roman Reigns. Okay,
I got you.
It's a solid choice. Transform our community like Elias and join more than 500 other caring mentors and being a defender of potential. For more information, contact Big Brothers Big Sisters at Dane County at bbbsmadison.org or call 608-661-5437.
Coach just gave me a bewildered look like I might know a wrestler or two, and me and Matt are very big into that science.
I used to be. My knowledge.
The square circle.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hacksaw.
Yeah.
What was his name? Hacksaw.
Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
With the board.
Yeah. The four horsemen. Ric Flair.
Yeah. That was back. We got to go back to the 90s.
Yeah,
here.
We do. After
late night college TV.
Oh, yeah. We get a little lost. At least I do. You still watch that, though, right?
Once in a while for a kicks.
Yeah.
You have nothing better to do, Mike?
Nothing better to do.
That's right. It's kind of sad.
Pretty much sums it up for me, yes.
Your life stinks.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Hey, I would be remiss here if I didn't ask you about Kobe. That's 24 points against Indiana, attacking the glass. He wasn't the only one, too. Mike and I walk into the booth at Indy, and we watch Brevin Pritzel with a pretty little show-and-go and a reverse layup there. But the aggressiveness, really, for a lot of your guys, but Kobe is one of those guys' strength. Yep. He can get to the hole, can't he?
He can, and you know, I keep reminding, I have to remind myself, let alone everybody else that hears me talk, that he's still on the meter hasn't hit 50% yet of his career. He's still relatively young in terms of the experience that he's gotten. So for him, confidence and being aggressive and playing through mistakes, those things, and I keep reminding him, I said, hey, I bark really loud, but I don't bite. So if you make a mistake and I get on you, don't worry about it. You know, it's play on. And he was really good on. He got to his sweet spot with some of that pull-up, and he got to the rim and got some confidence going. And, you know, confidence can make you play like that, or if you don't have it and you really struggle to get it, it can make you maybe appear not as good as what you really are. So trying to find that fine line and always be confident but yet be responsible is a line that they walk, and he did it really well on Saturday.
If I remember right, it seems like so long ago that you were at NC State, but I thought it was Kobe, Aleem Ford, Tyler Wall were all very their aggressiveness seemed to stand out. Even Trevor, in the short time he was on the floor, there was a certain toughness that they all displayed. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no doubt. And one of our lineups, I mean, Trevor, I thought, started to show that in New York, and he's still defensively trying to find – you know, his place, so to speak, and the leg is still not there. It's gotten better. He's not even a year out of surgery yet. I think it was about this time a year ago that he completely tore it and had surgery right near Christmas. So we're ahead of schedule, but obviously in terms of where he should be, having him back doing what he's doing now is a remarkable job by Henry and our doctors and Trevor. But the aggressiveness, and we played small. I don't know if you guys saw from Indy, I had Aleem and Nate in foul trouble Saturday, and I had Tyler Wall playing the five and Brevin Pritzel playing the four, and we were fine other than a couple of positional things that allowed post touches or rebounds that had nothing to do with size. It was position and footwork, and that was a hard group to guard because we were all moving and cutting. And it's been a group that's, when they're aggressive, that's when we're at our best, and that's any team. But I'm finding more and more with this team as I learn it more.
the aggressiveness. I need to keep encouraging that, pushing that within reason.
You mentioned about a year ago. It's a good reminder with Trevor, because I'm looking over your shoulder here and watching Iowa on the home floor against Minnesota. That was Trevor's last game last year,
right?
Early December. And it was an attack to the basket, mm-hmm. a key play. Yep.
And a layup.
Yeah.
That just landed wrong.
Yeah. But there's a, I know we've talked about it more than once. There's a toughness to him and a savvy.
Right.
He just kind of, he just knows where the other four on the floor are.
The RPMs
are.
Go up.
Yeah.
In the offensive engine a little bit. You know, he finds people. And as I said today, or even Saturday in my press conference, he only had one or two assists, but he set up so many others. I mean, he just. He makes plays. He pops the ball. It moves when he's in there. He pushes the envelope, so to speak. So, it's you know, he's a good weapon.
And we mentioned Tyler Wall too. I know again, it's not the first time Mike brought it up a couple of minutes ago. A guy who it's pretty intriguing. I mean, you're trying to get ready to win the next game, but you can't help as a fan and think, ooh. This guy's just getting started here,
right.
And he's not afraid of anything.
Mm-mm. No, it made big plays for you. He made a big one Saturday again, just extended a possession by diving after a ball and went through four Indiana players to get an offensive rebound, and we ended up scoring on the possession. But just those type of energy things, he understands his role. He understands it's defend, rebound, and bring those hustle plays that can extend possessions, and he has a good nose for the ball. And as he gets more experience and matures and gets stronger, bringing that same type of, you know, never-ending motor mentality to the floor. He's put on two good post moves. You know,
he's got a pretty good stroke from the arc, too, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He hasn't used it as many. I think he's 4 for 8.
Very selective. You know, but
very selective, and that's okay. I mean, he's trying to find. He's done a pretty good job. I tell him at times, if I was a traffic cop, you'd get a couple tickets because you've driven over the speed limit. You're speeding through a residential area. But I'd rather have him that way and say, hey, Tyler, slow down a little bit. Slow down. And, you know, his dad happened to be – dad was a good player and played in Division II, and he said it to Coach Krabanoff. He goes, hey, we're having the same problem we had when he was young in high school. A little too fast for the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Just he'll slow down over time, and that's normal for young players to be wound a little tight. And I'd rather have him wound tight and trying to make plays than me trying to – or us trying to get him to play hard. I don't have to worry about trying to get Tyler Wall to play hard.
No, it's not. He is as advertised.
Right.
You guys were, when he signed, you guys talked about that, thinking, okay, keep that in mind. And that has definitely been the case. We will take a break. We'll get into the Rutgers Scarlet Knights here in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll take a two-minute break, back with more of the Greg Gard Show at the Great Dane Hilldale right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
It's a well-known fact that some types of breast cancer are inherited. They are passed down from parents to children, affecting women and sometimes men, generation after generation. A family history of breast cancer can leave you feeling anxious and alone. At the UW Health Breast Center's High Risk Paths Clinic, our specialists can help you determine your risk, offer support, and stand by your side every step of the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Cellular, we know you work hard, so we work hard to give you the best deals. Like 50% off the latest smartphones, so you can keep streaming, keep posting, keep hustling, and keep more of what you've earned. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off the latest smartphones. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better plan, new line, port-in, credit approval, qualified smartphone purchase, and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Greg Gard Show brought to you all season long by the good folks of the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company with the best late night menu in Madison, your official Coach Show sponsor of the Badger Radio Network. Big Ten game number one in the books. Big Ten game number two coming up Wednesday night in Piscataway. And I know Greg asked you about it last week. The coaches across the league, you know, is it thumbs up or thumbs down? And this is not the coach's choice to have conference games early. This is television partners. This is fan interest. We get it. But it's tricky, right? I mean, obviously it's off to a good start for you guys. But, man, when you're kind of grinding through Big Ten ACC Challenge, other trips,
right?
And then these are the first two of 20, that's a challenge.
Well, as this one was talked about 2 years ago in the head coaches meeting before we did it, some of these other coaches have been in other leagues where they've done it and split the season up a little bit. And I distinctly remember the coaches in that room that have been in other leagues saying you don't want to be the coach that's 0-2 going into Christmas break. Mm. Fortunately, knock on wood, we haven't been in that position and won't be again this year. But, you know, because you have to sit and lament about it for and maybe you're not – every team develops differently. You know, if you have a younger team, maybe you're not quite ready for this at this point in time. Or what do you come off of, whether it's a Maui or a – whatever exempt event, ACC, Gavitt Cup, whatever it is, I just think trying to uniform this a little bit better, putting it after Christmas. The intent was that ATV, but also there were some opinions that we could give our players a break between Christmas and New Year's, which if you know anything about scheduling, can't happen because you're going to shuffle. If you're going to put them in early December, you have to have those games go somewhere else. So they go between Christmas and New Year's, hence we have Ryder in Tennessee. So I think trying to get some consistency and get it all the same, as we talked about off-air before this show started, it's not all the same. Some teams have longer gaps between games. You know, I know we can't get them all uniform, but I think if you could stick them between Christmas and New Year's, it would give the best playing field. Everybody would get the same amount of preparation.
There'd be a completeness. Here's your non-conference schedule.
And I understand why we're trying to grab the spotlight here with the Big Ten nationally in early December. Hence, the ACC tried to – they were like, trump that. We're going to go right out of the gate. Yeah, that was their answer to us starting in December. They're going to start
in really
November.
Coaches really didn't like that.
Ask Jim Boeheim.
Yes, yeah. One coach in particular.
Well, when he scored 30 points and – yeah.
That doesn't help.
No, that doesn't help, especially the opener he got. That's the last team you want to play in game one.
It would seem to me that what you're talking about makes perfect sense, though, even like for the television partners or fans to have it between Christmas and New Year's. You could have some pretty intriguing basketball, football, bowl game, doubleheaders.
Right.
And I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a fun time.
It is. And I know that's kind of what scared him away from it. There is a lot going on because they have all the bowl games. And congrats to Paul and his crew for the Rose Bowl. I got to get that in. And Kelly and their group going to the Sweet 16. I saw Kelly today at the press conference. So happy for both those guys and the job they've done. And, hopefully, obviously, Paul's got one left. Hopefully, Kelly's got four more left.
And you know what it's like, how hard it is. Coach Alvarez always says, hard to win. But you get deep, there's fatigue, stage gets bigger.
Kelly and I were talking about that today. I said, well, Texas, I said, never mind. I said, all the bad ones are home. They're on break. He was like, yeah, you're right. There's no bad teams left when you get to this point.
Boy, no doubt. We will take a break. We will continue with more of the Great Gard Show. We're at the Great Dane Hilldale. Come on out and see us. We're back here next Monday as well. By the way, next Monday will be at 6 o'clock. Central Time. Just so you know, make your plans, a little holiday shopping. Come out here to the Great Dane Hilldale next Monday night. We're back in a couple of minutes with more of this week's show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. and get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Badgers hit the road once again Wednesday night, 6 o'clock tip-off Central Time at the Rack. Rutgers in Piscataway. Scarlet Knights 6-3. They dropped their Big Ten opener last night in East Lansing, but game was, I think, better than the final score would indicate, 77-65. Rutgers, I think it's fair to say, a growing program. Steve Peichel, they were able to get 7 conference wins last year, and that's actually the most league wins Rutgers has had in a while. They're hard out, and you guys, like many, know firsthand how hard it is to go out there,
right,
and get
right.
a win, including the team that played for
2015,
the title. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the one, right? I mean, Frank didn't play, Trey gets hurt, but it just shows you how hard it is to win. Period. But in
right.
this league, and this guy,
and Steve has done
knows
a great
what, he,
job.
Knows what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely knows what he's doing. And the first thing he changed was how he got him to play hard. And that's one thing you watch Rutgers and Joe has the scout, so obviously Joe understands what playing hard is all about, and he's like, Coach, they're the same. But now they're a little bigger. They're, get a transfer in from Stony Brook. I think that Steven could grad transfer there. They got the kid from Texas that's eligible now. So they've slowly, but the one constant has been how hard they play. And he understood really quickly what it takes to be successful and compete in this league. You got to play hard, and you better defend and rebound. And they're doing those things really well. And you got to make some shots, as they, had a little trouble with last night. And Michigan State was able to make enough to get some separation there in the last, 8-9 minutes. And
but they wouldn't go away.
No.
They were just hanging with them the entire game.
And they do that. They played, I think it was overtime last year there at Michigan State. So, it's Steve does a really good job. Guys are going to play hard, and they got good players. I mean, Harper's a good player. Baker's a good player. We're going to have our hands full on Wednesday night.
Geo Baker, I remember there was some – talk about him, and deservedly so, a couple years ago as a freshman. He's going to be one of those guys. They've said that about any number of Badger players through the years, that when he gets to his senior year, people are going to think he's a seventh-year senior.
Right.
He's just one of those good, solid guys. You mentioned their rebounding, Miles Johnson. He'll get 2 or 3 offensive rebounds per game. But you were saying Michigan State made enough, but Rutgers makes it hard. Mm-hmm. They were 43%,
right,
the Spartans, from the floor. So it's a good group. What I remember about that trip, and we'll knock on wood tomorrow night for you.
We'll call it
board
a,
on the
or
plane.
Easter or one of those.
Ooh,
or?
That was probably like top 3.
Oh, yeah.
If not,
yeah.
If
I've
not
been
standalone
on some,
one.
Yeah, I've been on some doozies in terms
wow.
of, especially recruiting at times in the summer. We'll get caught in thunderstorms or there's been, but that one, there was one going to Indiana a few years ago. Devin Harris was still playing. We were going to Indiana.
I remember that
one. I thought we were headed for that rock quarry right by the airport. And but last year's, was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. We got bounced around pretty good. So hopefully there's no nor'easter coming in or anything.
I don't think so.
I think
we're okay. But that was one of those like kiss the ground, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll take the bus back. Who was the coach that always drove the bus? Larry Eustace? Tim Floyd or
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Not because of the other activities that he would go through, but maybe some of those plane flights.
I remember that.
Have you ever had any players who were frightened by flight?
The Indiana one, I'll tell you what, it was the first couple bounces. I remember going back. That was, I think Devin was a sophomore or junior.
Everybody was laughing going in. And it was a sunny day. It just happened to be how
warm.
The winds were.
Yeah.
And how the winds were. And the first couple of bounces, everybody laughed. You know, I thought it was funny. By the end of it, everybody's hanging on for dear life and maybe grabbing some of those bags they put in the pouch right before. That one, like I said, your knees were a little weak when you got up off that plane and got off it quick.
I remember that. I think that was the last regular season game of the season, too, and it was probably close to 70. It was a really warm.
We won, and then the next day we're going to leave, and we got to the airport. Our plane wasn't in yet. Mm-hmm. I remember it trying to land. It was the same windy type of thing. That plane, I think the wings tried to touch the ground as it wobbled coming in. I was like, thank goodness we're better going out than we are coming in, because that – it got tossed around coming in again.
I think I remember looking at Henry Perez Guerra, who really takes great interest in aviation.
Right.
Like, we're gonna get on this thing. Yeah. I remember Moselle Peterson back in when Coach Bennett, we were getting out of either coming into or leaving State College, and we were bouncing around. Moselle was not one of the great enthusiastic flyers of all time. That was
The greatest
not
story.
Not enjoyable.
I'm sorry, we're indulging. Indulge us on this. Annie Winterstein's experience when we had to abort the flight and come back with
going to Ball State.
Oh, my goodness. When the flight attendant came out and Winterstein sitting by the window and she said, is that propeller working over there?
We're at a prop.
Right. That's right. What? And it wasn't.
Brian can't fly with one wing. Can't fly one wing and go.
I think Brian Hecker is assisting now. He's for years and years been with the Miami Heat in the analytics department. The flight attendant comes out, it ain't moving, the propellers. So it's good we can laugh about it.
They had all the emergency equipment on the runway. Remember when we landed again?
Oh, that was the one from Maryland, right? Pittsburgh, we had to land in Pittsburgh.
That
we had every fire truck in Pittsburgh meeting us, racing with us down the runway.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Great. The only problem there was they couldn't close the door. Remember that? Can't find a way to close this door.
But as that team, that was the 15 team, and as that group would, and the coaching staff as well, Luke Wainwright was the director of operations. Mark Vandewettering handles that now and does a great job. I think it was Luke. No, right. It was Cat. It was Cat who followed Luke, and everybody was telling Cat this would never happen if Luke was
right.
This would never happen.
And we're literally
flight.
Trying to. We're having our emergency flight landing take place as fire trucks are racing with us, and she's booking hotel rooms.
Yeah,
yeah. That's calm under pressure right there.
Very
Let's get
so.
To next. Get a bus here to pick us up and get us our hotel rooms.
I think the most underrated employee in an athletic department are the operations.
Oh,
people,
no
right?
doubt.
Right.
No
what,
doubt.
What Mark does now, what Cat and. And what Luke Wainwright and all those all the sports, that is an incredibly important and underrated job by many. So thanks for indulging us there with those travel stories. We'll take a break, back with more in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
What's next for you? A new car, a new house, a vacation. At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
check out the Late Night Eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos, and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late-night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late-night dining at all of our four Madison-area Great Dane locations. Our late-night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit GreatDanePub.com.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Great Guard Show, brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. It's your destination for game day gatherings, your official coaches show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network, as Wisconsin and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights will have at it on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, and then be a little bit of a break. I say that in air quotes here on a radio platform. Got final exams coming up. I know we talk about it every year, but with reason, this is a pretty well-regarded academic institution. Yeah. This gets tricky now for every coach on this campus, right?
I can tell it's starting to trickle in. I can tell today in practice who was getting, especially our freshmen, which there are many. It's Tyler and Joe's been through it before, but you know, you can tell the wear and tear of an academic year and what's looming ahead and what's coming just in terms of presence at practice. At times you can, I always ask if I see somebody that's maybe not quite with us, did you have a test today? Do you have a test coming? And I can know that, just so I know mentally that there's something else pulling at them. And we're at that time of year where it's, they've got a lot on their plate, but that's why they're here. And we'll, as we get through Wednesday, come back. And I think we have Thursday off and then back on Friday. Thursday's a study day. And here we go into exams. So semester flies fast.
You do a really good job, though, keeping up to date with what they're doing as student athletes, right? You get a lot of help with the tutors, the people that travel with you sometimes.
Right. And every Monday we have a meeting. Our assistant coaches all have X number of guys that they're assigned to, and our academic people meet with our coaching staff every Monday so we know what has happened and what's coming and final schedule. Who's got a heavy load coming? Who's got to miss? You know, we'll have guys tomorrow that are taking final exams or doing final presentations that'll be either have to come a little late to tomorrow's practice or be late for the scouting report because we're operating on a little different time schedule tomorrow. So it's already starting.
I thought one of the greatest endorsements of this school, this program, the basketball program, was when you were making a run, a Final Four run, and the New York Times did a big blowout story.
Yeah, 14.
On how you really pay attention to the student part of the student athlete.
Right.
Man, that had to do wonders for just recruiting, too.
Well, and it's really good with the parents because they understand as we sit and talk about those things that, you're going to miss practice for class. You're not going to miss class for practice. It's the other way around. So, and when we go on the road, we take our, if it's an extended road trip, if it's any, like even on Wednesday, we'll have a study table. And we'll have, if it's an extended road trip, we'll take our learning advisors with us and have, sometimes they have to take tests on the road or turn in papers on the road. Some of them have midnight deadlines that they're up, make sure they get it submitted from the hotel in time on the deadline. So, there's not exceptions made just because they're an athlete. They have to operate.
Even when you come home at 3:30 in the morning, most of these guys still go to class.
Well, I don't talk about after the game when I walk to the back of the bus or catch them coming off the bus. I don't talk about next game. I said, tomorrow we're in class. We're sitting in the first couple rows. We're taking notes. We're there because you have to get up and, that's it. That's why athletics is such a great teacher of life. You could have a bad day, but still got to get up and go to work the next day, so they got to get up and go to class, even though maybe it didn't go as well as they wanted to on the road.
Yeah, that's the unseen part, though, that for folks. We watch them at the Kohl Center or watch them on television, but there's that other part. And they sign up for it. They know it. They're not looking for sympathy, but I think it's important for all of us to understand that. And when you have a couple games in Brooklyn, or if it's a trip to Maui or the Bahamas, It's not as much beach time as you might think.
No, yes. Always a vacation.
Absolutely. We'll take a break back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, Badger fans. Matt LePay here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. If they're in Madison or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, the official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At UW Health, our pediatric transplant teams are working to save the lives of our smallest patients. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have saved more children's lives than any other program in the state. And we're currently researching new ways to reduce the need for lifelong medications following a transplant. So, in the end, not only do these children receive the organs they so desperately need, but live happy and healthy lives as well. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. Today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
We'll continue with the Great Guard Show. We're at the Great Dane here in Hilldale, the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. And you know, the Big Ten season, the scheduling opening up, we mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of offense, games in the triple digits. Badgers putting 84 on a previously unbeaten Indiana team. I was doing double takes. I mean, Big Ten, like it's going to get back to that, right,
yeah,
I would
right.
think. But – like every dribble gets contested in this league. I was surprised. Were you as surprised as many of us, the rest of us, to see these kind of numbers?
Yeah,
put
and
up?
I didn't see the Iowa-Michigan game as you're referring to. What was it, 103-91?
Yeah, it was crazy. As you get Garza scores 44, you know, like, really?
Yeah, and I think Iowa, was some of them made like three threes. There wasn't, you think that score, there's a barrage of threes each
right.
way? There wasn't really. It was just, I'll have to watch that game.
Ohio State, 106 points. I got
yeah.
to say.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Ohio State is, I don't know, they might be the best team in the country right now.
Yeah, they're top five. The poll came out today, but you're right. And we both ran into fans in Indianapolis there for the football game, and like every person I would ask about didn't expect this mm-hmm. this year.
It's a long season, you know. It's
sure.
But they've got a post presence in Wesson, and they've got good guard play and some experience around him, and but who knows? You know, it's a long season. You never know. Injuries, different things. Teams get in a rut. Other teams get hot. It'll be a battle all the way through, but it's a good league. I mean, I've seen pieces of almost everybody, and there's no bad teams. I'll tell you that. I don't see any bad ones. Even Northwestern is scuffled a little bit, but they've competed and they battled, and they've done some good things and gotten a little bit better. So there's no get-well games. Not like that maybe 15 years ago there was one you could show up with a pulse or fog up a mirror and you'd be okay, but
not anymore.
Not anymore.
A little over a minute left. We'll revisit this here on this platform next Monday night, but now it's closer and closer for Micah to be able to play. Micah Potter would be the Milwaukee game. Is, can you tell, is he kind of seeing the light at the end of this this crazy
he
tunnel?
Said today, yeah, he said today as he was getting assigned for the scout team for the – he said last scout assignment. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time. The kid hasn't played in, 47 games, 21 months. So I want to make sure I temper my expectations, everybody else does, that it's going to take some time because he's been on the scout team, hasn't played in competitive games. But we'll get him over after we get through Wednesday and we get back into the routine of preparation for Milwaukee. Get him ready to go with our rotational group. And, but it's going to take time. It's going to take some game experience. It's going to take – the rhythm won't be there. He'll be amped. He'll be flying high, and we'll have to just – calm down a little bit.
It's, be another guy you're going to have to dial back a little bit.
But, in time it'll be fine. But I just want to make sure it's, he's not going to get 47 games and 21 months back in two possessions.
Exactly.
So just chill a little bit, let the game come to you. But Mike will be fine. But it'd be great to get him back, and great for him, great for our players, because he's been a phenomenal teammate through all he's had to go through. He's handled it with this much or more class than anybody else, to get him with us.
All right, we will look forward to that. But first up, Piscataway and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights coming up on Wednesday night. Back to wrap things up here at the Great Dane Hilldale right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
As life grows busier each day, it becomes apparent that we need to focus on the things we value. At Cleary Building Corp, our people are what we value most. From the team hammering nails to our Cleary sales specialists, we trust in their experience and talent. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. For over 41 years, you have allowed us to protect the things you value, be it storage for your RV and boat, or a building for your business or animals. Let our amazing team protect the things you value. Get the building of your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
A coverage from Rutgers on Wednesday will start 5:00, 5 p.m. Tip time set for 6 Central Time. The Badgers and the Scarlet Knights. Chance for the Badgers to go to 2-0 in the Big Ten before jumping back into the non-conference play for the rest of December. After Wednesday, the next game will be on December 21st at the Kohl Center against the Milwaukee Panthers. Pink is back on the Badgers schedule, so 10-day gap there from Wednesday night to the 21st, but non-conference the rest of the month for Wisconsin. We'll talk to you Wednesday from Piscataway. Airtime 5, tip time 6 on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.